We found the lads who gate crashed the disco.
Go party.
Important.
And all that.
Crime Waves by Dave Simpson and Diane Wickley. Episode 4. Dangerous Rendezvous.
Number 6 is 4th door down.
Are you sure you don't want us there, Gemma?
No.
What if these lads have got something to do with the murder?
It'll be safer on me own. I won't go in. Just stay out of sight at the top of the stairs.
Oh, I'm not sure about this, Gemma. It's dangerous.
Andy, it'll be okay. They won't attack a 13-year-old girl outside a block of flats. There's too many people about.
You know, I think we should just go to Keith's solicitor and give all this information to him. We're out of our depth.
Oh, what information? You said yourself we've got nothing.
Where are you going to hide your tape recorder?
1, 2, 3, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing.
Gemma!
Just in me pocket.
1, 2, 3, testing. 1.
Okay, ready. See you in a minute. It's 11:30. I'm now approaching 6 Macmillan House. Are you Simon Hudson?
Yeah. Who wants to know?
Who is it?
It's all right, Dad, it's for me.
Is your brother in?
No. What do you want with Bri?
I want to talk to both of you, really.
What is all this?
I'm from Radio Crime Waves.
Radio what?
We're a pirate radio station, set up specially to prove Keith Brandon is innocent.
I've heard it.
Oh, so you know who I'm talking about?
Simon, have you seen it, Franz?
No! Look, I've nothing to say. See you.
I've got a witness who says you and your brother gatecrashed the youth centre disco. The police would be very interested in that. They never found you, did they?
So, who's this then? Bit young for you, si. I'm off to bookies.
They're reopening the case, you know.
So?
So why didn't you come forward?
Why should I talk to a kid like you?
Talk to the police instead, then.
Smart ass, aren't you?
Not coming forward? People might think you've got something to hide.
We'll talk inside. Come in.
No, it's all right.
I said come in.
I'd rather talk here.
Come in.
Let go!
Okay, okay.
We'll talk here. If you lay a finger on me, I'll scream the place down. I've got my 18-year-old brother down there waiting to ring the police if I shout.
I've got nothing to hide.
So why didn't you come forward? Eh?
We've had some bother. In the past, both of us. Johnson knew us. We thought, well, if we came forward, you know.
What happened when you left the disco that night?
We hung around in town for a while. Then we came back out to the disco. It had finished. Doors were locked. There was someone inside. The lights were on. The other four went to the offer to get some booze. Meet us at the waste ground later. Me and Brian hung around. We saw Keith come out and lock up.
Where did he go?
Dunno.
He didn't hang around?
No.
Then what? Then what?
We didn't do it, if that's what you're thinking.
It's what the police might think.
We've got an alibi anyway. We were on a bus, weren't we? All 6 of us going home when Johnson was killed. We were messing round and the driver threw us off in the end. You'd remember. There's something else and all.
What? What else is there?
When we were hanging around the waste ground, a car pulled up. A bloke got out. He was waiting. He saw us, told us to clear off. We gave him some lip and he threatened us.
How?
He had a knife.
A knife?
Yeah.
Would you tell this to the police?
No way. If any pigs come asking, we know nothing. This conversation never happened.
Well, at least tell me what he looked like. Pass the aerial through the window and then get it as high as you can up the apple tree.
You're jesting me.
No.
You don't think a whacking great aerial at the top of our apple tree might look a tad obvious?
Just do it. You can camouflage it.
Of course, silly me. I'll disguise it as a branch.
Liam!
Have you got some glue? I'll stick some leaves on it.
Liam, we're not going to be ready at this rate. We could have done with Andy being here.
You know he can.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's been great about all this considering. It's not easy for him, you know.
Being a police officer's son. Excuse me while I get me hanky out, will you?
really are, aren't you?
No.
You are. Just because you're brainy.
I'm not.
You think you're dead clever. And you look down your nose at everyone else. No one's good enough for you.
Bug off! Are you doing the aerial or not?
The extension's twisted. I'm untangling it, aren't I? Why are you so horrible to him anyway?
Who?
Andy.
I'm not.
He likes you. Though I don't know why.
Does he, Eric?
He told me.
Bug off.
For someone who's clever, you're not very good with words, are you?
Liam.
Yeah?
Just bug off.
If I could change the way I live my life today.
Gotcha.
Andy, how can you play on that thing and listen to the radio?
Dunno.
And when are you going to clear this room up?
Dunno.
Oh, have you seen these socks? How long have these been here?
Dunno.
Is that all you can say? Dunno.
Dunno.
You cheeky young sod.
All right, Mum, what do you want me to say? You haven't spoken to me for 2 days, except to moan and have a go.
Well, what do you expect, the way you behaved?
Yeah, all right.
You're a sneaky wee liar. I'm ashamed of you.
I'm not too proud of you either, Mum.
What?
All right. I know I shouldn't have done what I did. I'm sorry for you and for what's happened to you. But I'm not sorry I did it.
Andy, you're 14. You shouldn't be playing detective.
I hate being a police officer's son.
So you've said.
I do. I hate it. I've always hated it. You get ribbed at school. No one wants to tell you nothing. They think you're a grass. If I went to a new school, I wouldn't tell them what my mum does. I'd keep quiet.
What's going to happen to you? Well, to put it in terms that you might understand, I don't know.
Bye bye, Baz, and welcome to Radio Crime Waves. On
turn that up, Andy.
Okay.
Radio Crime Waves. 10:44 a.m.
The station that seeks the truth.
Crime Waves.
This is Ryan Summers with another exciting programme full of good music and good news for Keith Brandon.
Thank you, Ryan. Our listeners will be pleased to know that thanks to the hundreds of letters and phone calls we've received, Radio Crime Waves has finally managed to track down the gatecrashers of the Parkvale Youth Centre. These youths have now been eliminated from our inquiries.
But the good news is that they have provided us with valuable new information. Do you know this man?
He drives a K-Reg white Escort XRJ with a green radio sticker across the front windscreen. He's in his late 30s, early 40s. Tall,
it's Sphinx.
Thin, with a biggish nose.
I'll ring you as often as I like and where I like. Those sodding kids just gave my description out. I thought you were sorting it. They're onto something and I want them stopped. Do you want me to do it? Okay, I'll leave it to you. But get it done this time.
Please write to us at Parkvale Youth Centre. This is Radio Crime Waves on 10:44 a.m. I'm Ryan Summers and this is You Too.
They should reopen the case, Mum.
They need firm evidence before they can do that. It's all down to the Home Office anyway.
But don't you think it looks like Keith didn't do it?
Andy, courts only deal in hard evidence. So a man with a knife was hanging round by the youth centre. That doesn't prove Keith's innocent.
Can't you do anything?
No! Andy, do you know these kids?
I've told you. Mum, is there really nothing you can do?
Andy,
With all your contacts?
I'll have a word with D.I. Machen. But I know what he'll say. As far as he's concerned, the case is history.
But if he was the one who forced the confession out of Keith...
Andy... I know what you're saying. Okay, I'll also ask around, but I can't promise anything.
That was You Too, and You Too have been listening to Radio Crime Waves, the station that seeks the truth. Keith Brandon is innocent. Send those letters in, folks. We need your help. Keith needs your help.
Hard work, does the two of us.
You're telling me.
Now, are you sure Jeff will keep the letters for us?
He said, yeah.
I just hope we can trust him.
Gemma?
Is the centre open tomorrow?
Till midday, yeah.
We'll go see him. Tell him in advance to expect some letters. Then he's no excuse.
Do you want some supper, Andy? I'll get some cereal later.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, coming.
Is Andy here?
Yeah,
hi.
Oh, no,
come.
He's watching
Ted. Right.
What's the matter?
Well, am I glad to see you, Andy?
Hello, Uncle Ted. What's wrong? Switch the telly off, Andy. Look, what is all this?
Well, it's just that I was in the car when I heard that pirate radio station come on air, so I called round just to make sure you were at home, Andy.
No, we heard it.
Well, I'm just relieved that you aren't involved, Andy.
I did say, Uncle Ted.
Yes, I know. And I'm sorry for doubting you. It's just... Well, I worry about you.
There's no need.
I can see.
Ted, do you want a drink?
Yeah, a cup of tea would be nice.
Okay.
I know I'm a pain, Andy, but... Never having kids of my own, you know.
It's all right.
Must be like having two dads fussing around you.
Not really.
Of course, there's the other thing, being a police officer's lad, the pressures to stay out of trouble. It's not an easy life, is it, lad?
I never thought about it. Hi.
You're late. Liam, Andy's here, are you ready? What did your mum find out?
Nothing. Nobody will tell her anything because she's suspended.
So what's she going to do?
Not a lot she can do, is there? Maybe try and talk to a few mates privately.
Liam!
You've got a loud voice, haven't you?
You have to in this house. Liam, are you ready? We're off! I know your mum's in a tricky situation, but I wish we could let her in on this.
She can hardly get involved in something that's illegal, can she?
I know. Where is Liam? Liam!
Okay, no need to shout. Hi, Andy.
Top broadcast last night.
Don't make him worse than he is. Can we go? We're going to miss Jeff at this rate.
Is this what you've come for?
A letter? That was quick.
Pushed under the door when I opened up this morning.
To Radio Crime Waves. They must be keen.
We've done another broadcast, you know, Jeff.
I didn't hear that, Andy.
What? Oh, right. Shall we go?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, see you tomorrow night, Jeff.
Yeah.
At 6 to set up.
Yes.
All right, we're going. Hurry up.
I wonder why it was hand-delivered.
What's it say?
Hang on. Dear Radio Crime Waves, I heard your broadcast last night and I think I know the identity of the man you described.
Yes!
Shh! Meet me this afternoon. Well, does that mean today? There's no date.
Go on.
Must mean today. Meet me this afternoon in the foyer of the Station Hill Hotel.
That's next to the station.
Oh, it's not, is it?
Go on.
The Station Hill Hotel at 5 p.m. I will be wearing a red handkerchief in the breast pocket of my suit. I will tell you everything I know. Well?
At last, we're getting somewhere.
Don't go.
We have to. This person knows who the man in the car is. The man with the knife.
It might be a trick.
But if we don't go, we'll never know.
A trick? What do you mean, a trick?
We don't know if this person's for real or not. Remember that phone call, warning us off?
But it might be for real. We'll have to risk it. It's an hotel foyer, after all. What can happen there? We're going.
You might be, I'm not.
Okay.
Gemma, you're mad.
Liam, you coming?
Too right I am.
Mum?
Hmm?
Can I... I mean, shall I try?
Oh, thank you.
Mum?
Yeah?
I need a fresh tea towel.
Well, you know what they are. What is wrong with you? You're like a cat in hot bricks. The house has never been so clean. I can't stand it.
Being clean?
Not working.
Oh. Mum.
Come on, out with it. I know you've been dying to ask me something for the last half hour.
Mum, I know who they are. The people from Radio Crime Waves. You see, They're my friends.
What? You mean that you
no.
have been...
No, listen. You see, they're in danger, and I'm dead scared for them, and I don't know what to do.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I should have told you, only I didn't know what you'd say, and I knew you wouldn't listen. But now, you see, we're sure Keith didn't do it, because we've had this phone call, right, from this man. And then a letter saying, meet us this afternoon. And they've gone, haven't they? But it might be a trick, you see. Mum, what if it's the murderer?
I knew it. I knew you were involved. You have lied, Andy!
Didn't you hear what I've said? They're in danger!
Who are?
Liam and Gemma.
Liam. That name again. I should have known. You are grounded, Andy.
I've told you because I'm scared, Mum.
Scared? What of?
I've told you.
Well, tell me again, slowly this time.
Gemma, I'm having second thoughts.
Why?
What if this man's the real killer? Hey, Gemma, what if he is?
No, it's someone with information, that's all.
So why does he want to meet us? Why didn't he just tell us in his letter?
Oh, well...
You see?
If he was the real killer, why would he be meeting us in a busy hotel?
That's true.
He'd meet us somewhere quiet, not where there's loads of people.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So stop worrying.
Right. Right, I'll stop worrying.
Where exactly in the foyer?
The letter didn't say.
Well, reception, lounge?
Dunno.
Can you see Liam or Gemma?
No. No, we've got here first.
Oh, well, that's something. Oh, this was a very stupid thing for them to do.
I know.
Did he say how to recognise him?
Well, he said he would be wearing a suit.
Oh, there's Ted.
Where?
Over there, standing by that pillar.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what he's doing here.
I don't know.
Mum, we'll have a word. What's the matter, Andy?
I don't feel too well. I'll just go out and get some fresh air.
Hey, you don't look too good. You sure you're all right?
Yeah, bit nervous. Worried about, you know, Liam and Gemma.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'll catch them outside before they come in, yeah?
Okay, I'll just have a quick word with Ted.
Ted!
Jenny, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I was going to ask you exactly the same question.
On an observation.
Sorry. I'll go. I hope I haven't blown your cover. Listen, I'll catch you later.
Just let me check my Walkman before we go in. We are approaching the Station Hill Hotel. Time, 1700 hours.
1700 hours?
Of course. We are approaching the Station Hill Hotel. Time, 1700 hours. That's fine. Come on.
It's wrong, that. It's now 1700 hours and 20 seconds.
Oh, very funny.
Hey, there's Andy. He decided to come after all.
What's wrong with him?
How do you mean?
Look at his face.
Did they expect to see you? You all right, mate?
Not really.
Have you been inside?
Yeah.
Is he there? Is he?
Ah, you're there. And I suppose this is Liam and Gemma.
Yeah. This is me mum.
Oh, I see.
Andy's told me all about it. His involvement, your involvement, the lot.
Andy!
He did it because he was worried about your coming here alone. Quite right, too.
Is the man in there?
Do you realise the sort of danger you could be in?
Mrs. Walsh, is he in there?
We haven't been able to find him, have we, Andy?
No.
It's probably some crank writing in. You get it all the time. And thank your lucky stars it wasn't the real murderer.
The real murderer wouldn't have arranged to meet us in a busy hotel fire, would he?
Well, he would, actually. He'd arrange to meet you here, and then on some pretext of producing the evidence, he'd take you off somewhere else.
Hey, I hadn't thought of that.
This is not some sort of game, you know. Okay, I can sympathise with what you're trying to do, but it has got to be tackled through the proper channels.
And what are they?
Well, making illegal broadcasts isn't one of them.
So what do we do?
I want you to promise you won't make any further broadcasts on Radio Crime Waves. Well? Come on, I have had enough of this!
Have we got any choice?
What do you think?
Okay. So what else can we do?
You hand all this information over to Brandon's solicitor.
I was going to do that anyway. Is that all? What can you do?
Well, while I'm suspended, yes, and thank you for that one, not very much. But I can bend a few ears, though it's not going to be easy.
Oh, brilliant.
You've got a bloody cheek, haven't you?
Sorry.
Look, do you want me on your side or not?
Of course.
All right. So, maybe Keith isn't the murderer.
You're not just saying that.
Of course I'm not.
Great.
I'm going to miss them broadcasts, mine.
And you are Ryan Summers.
Yeah.
I thought you were very good.
Oh, thanks.
So, I've got your promise.
Yeah.
Good. Come on. I'll give you all a lift home.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah?
Thanks very much. What are we going to do now?
It's hopeless, isn't it? Who is it?
Don't come in, Dad. You're not allowed. It's a surprise.
It's me, Andy.
Oh.
Come in.
Your dad said you were out here. Doesn't he wonder what's going on? Oh, you're not doing another broadcast, are you?
I think we'd tell you if we were.
Why'd you grass to your mum, Andy?
I had to. It was dangerous.
That person we were meant to be meeting may have had vital info. What's up, Andy?
I had a shock this afternoon.
What do you mean?
I know who wrote the letter.
You what?
Only it doesn't make sense. I can't work it out.
Who?
That must have been why he was there.
Who?
Uncle Ted.
Uncle who?
He had a red handkerchief. I saw it. I don't understand, though.
Who's Uncle Ted?
My godfather. He's not a real uncle, just an old friend of my mum and dad's. He works in the drug squad at my mum's station.
A policeman.
He had a red handkerchief and he was in the hotel foyer. It must have been him who wrote the letter.
Ask him.
I couldn't do that.
Why not?
I couldn't.
All right. Ask your mum about it. We've got to know why he wrote the letter. You owe that much to us, Andy.
Okay. I'll ask my mum.
So, there you have it, Ted. It was a terrible shock to Andy when he saw you there, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
Red handkerchief in pocket.
I can imagine.
So, are you our mystery man, Ted? You're not, are you?
Well, I wrote the letter, yes.
You're joking?
No.
You're not serious. Why, for God's sake?
I was going to bust them.
Bust them?
Yeah.
Ted, they're kids running a pirate radio station, not some dealer running a cocaine ring.
I was worried about Andy.
Oh, come on!
I knew he was involved. I knew it. Instinct. I wanted it sorted before it went any further. These kids shouldn't be getting involved in police matters. It's too dangerous.
Well, I think you're overreacting.
Oh, yes. You were concerned enough to come rushing round the Station Hill Hotel. What if I'd been some psychopath? You understood the dangers. I didn't want you involved, Andy.
Uncle Ted.
Ted, I appreciate your concern, but to write an anonymous letter to these kids, getting them to meet you at a rendezvous, honestly...
I didn't know who they were. How else could I get in touch with them?
Ted, it's not worth your time. I mean, as it is, you can't cope with the workload you've got. I just don't understand.
You don't understand? I'm doing it because I care about him. Sometimes wonder if I'm the only one who does.
Ted...
All right, I'm sorry, I take that back.
I should bloody well think so.
Yes, I'm sorry, Jen. Andy, I want this sorted tonight. Give me the names and addresses of the kids involved and that'll be the end of it.
Ted, it's already been sorted. There will be no more broadcasts and that's a promise. I really don't think we need to ask Andy to grass on his meats, do you?
Well, fair enough. And Andy's involvement?
Finished.
Is that right, Andy?
Yes.
Well, I suppose if you don't join the force, you could always go into broadcasting.
Gemma, put that letter away and give me an hand with this gear.
Sphinx was my boyfriend's supplier and your description sounded just like him.
Gemma, you must have read that letter 100 times. Now put it away and grab that speaker.
Do you think we dare do another broadcast, putting this name out on the air?
Hardly. Where's Andy got to?
What is the difference between a supplier and a dealer?
Dunno.
Wonder what type of drugs we're talking about.
You know, Gemma, this is getting all very serious.
I know that. Listen, she says here, was my boyfriend's supplier. Do you think he kicked the habit then?
How do I know? Gemma, mind out the way if you're not going to help.
Hi.
About time, where have you been?
Seeing me Uncle Ted. It's what I thought all along. He wanted to scare you off, that's all. What's that?
Came in today. Read it.
No, it's all right, you two. Carry on. I'll just set up the disco all by myself.
Well?
It's a good lead. What are you going to do about it?
I've rang her up. I'm seeing her tomorrow.
Oh, Gemma.
I promised not to make another broadcast. I didn't promise to stop investigating.
And I promised my mum and Uncle Ted I wouldn't get involved anymore. I mean, Gemma. Drugs. It's heavy stuff, this.
Oh, my God, that's it.
What?
Your Uncle Ted works in the drug squad.
So?
What if there's a link? Sphinx, drugs, your Uncle Ted.
Get lost, Gemma.
Gemma, you're putting two and two together and making 100.
No. If this person hanging round the waste ground was this Sphinx bloke, well, your Uncle Ted writing that letter could be seen as, well, suspicious.
I've told you why he wrote the letter. He was worried about me.
There might be a link.
Yeah, like there's a link between the moon and the stars, both coming out at night. So what?
I'm just saying.
Well, don't. I'm fed up with you just saying. Anyone and everyone did it according to you. Jeff, my Uncle Ted, mystery phone callers, gate crashers, drug dealers. Next thing you'll be saying, me and Liam did it.
Where was I at 11:30 on January the 20th?
It's doing me head in all this. It really is. I'm going home.
What about the disco?
Do it yourself.
Hey, but...
I'm going.
Nice one, Gemma. You'll have to do the disco with me now.
Can't.
Why not?
I'm going to visit Keith, Anna. And we're really making headway at last. All the hard work's finally paying off. It's dead exciting, but, you know, a bit scary and all. We're going to have to be dead careful.
Mm. And no more breaking the law, I hope.
Oh, no. We're dead lucky, though, Keith, because we finally managed to convince Andy's mum. And I think if it got really heavy, you know, we've got her to turn to. I suppose we've just got to keep going.
Don't bother.
Sorry?
What did you say, love?
Don't bother.
Why?
I stabbed him.
Keith?
I did it, didn't I? I killed him, Gemma.
In episode 4 of Crime Waves, you heard Jane Dawson as Gemma, Colin Parry as Liam, Jonathan Perkins as Andy, Maureen Beattie as Jennifer Walsh, Russell Dixon as Ted, Peter Rylands as Jeff Carter, Vincent Davis as Keith Brandon, Sue Jenkins as Mrs. Brandon, and Jason Doan as Simon. Crime Waves was written by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley and produced in Manchester by Martin Jameson.